call before, just close it.
Oh, you call, what you do is, you have them call you when he starts, is what you're gonna have to be down there for. And they have to have the call before he closes to have everyone down there to hear it.
You don't wanna do it then that way?
No, that's the way they have to do it. The call goes out before he starts his closing. What? You almost have to.
It can be any time before the board.
Yeah.
He could have closed.
You wanna be down to vote for that too, don't you?
Hmm?
You wanna be down to vote on that too, don't you?
Who was that?
Chair, is this a slam dunkaroo here, right? Right? Right, hello, Ray.
Yo.
Is this just a?
No.
No.
No. The main reason it's not is it has a, we have a policy, a serious policy issue here. Whether these judges should be allowed to go outside of their work because they're judges in charge of meetings for marriage. One judge has made $52,000 doing this advocately, actively, on the side, and where we are banning our own honorariums. I think we have to look closely at whether we're gonna let officials who are getting paid $60,000 plus a year wander about charging people in his official capacity outside of the courtroom, outside of his day.
Go get your dad down
on the weekends at $100 a pot.
I can guess. You wanna do the bar bill?
No, what the guy is gonna do, Pat Hearn, who's not here now, is gonna mention that we
I have some amendments from you.
Yeah, that we keep it to limit them to their expenses.
I don't know. See, we have just. Yeah. Yo, Raymond. 1199 is one paragraph done and out of here. 1199. We also have Justice Carson here on the bar bill.
Well, where is Justice Carson at?
Slinking around in the back.
1199. Can we do 1199? 1, 2, 2, 3, 4, 4. Where'd Clark go?
I don't know.
5.
We might need 6 given Representative Edmondson's tendencies.
1199?
Might.
What's 1199?
It's letting somebody off the hook on liability, but I don't think. Let me ask if he's okay on it.
Yeah. Yeah, I would try to, but I don't know how quickly it's going to go. He's okay on it?
Yeah, well then.
Because my concern is, give me a damn break. These guys getting paid $60,000 plus, you want to go out and
I have applied for the job. But they won't take me.
The rationale is they ask if Harvey and say no.
I'm taking over somebody close to this. I just got in one.
Do 1199.
We got 5. It's.
We got. Do is send 1199. We've been assured that this will be a quick hearing. Well, after the way we treated you, Mr. Conklin, on your Bell's Bonds bill, of course you got that too, didn't you?
Your Bell's Bond thing.
No, we haven't voted on it in the full committee yet.
Oh!
It's kind of in limbo.
I don't know who the clerk is.
Well, we wanted to make sure that we treated you somewhat
Remember,
decently.
He promised one paragraph.
One paragraph is all you have on this, I heard.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Gary Conkling, and I'm here today representing Safeco Properties.
Excuse me. That's good.
Which
I
is the,
just want to be able to hear Mr. Conkling.
Which is the requester of Senate Bill 1199. Joining me is Steve Brown, an attorney with Stoll, Reeves, Bully, Jones, and Gray, which also represents Safeco Properties. He is able to answer any technical questions. I'll, in the light of the time, make my testimony brief. Purpose of Senate Bill 1199 is to correct a technical error in the liability provisions of the Oregon Superfund statute and thereby harmonize Oregon law with the liability provisions of the federal Superfund statute. Specifically, Senate Bill 1199 would clarify certain defenses to strict liability for remedial action costs for a person who becomes the owner or operator of property at which hazardous substances have been released through acts of emissions by third parties, such as migration of contamination from other property. Mr. Chairman, I've submitted for the record prepared testimony. I might just note parenthetically, as a matter of process, chairman of the Senate committee that had this bill instructed us to work out an agreement with the Department of Environmental Quality as to the specific language, which we did. The department testified in the Senate in support of this bill. We believe that all other issues that have been raised have been successfully dealt with, and we offer it for your consideration here today. Thank you.
Do you have an amendment to this, Mr. Thompson?
No, sir.
Okay, that's fine.
He's amending the Superfund.
No.
Yeah, I would just make sure. I thought I heard that rumor, but I didn't see any amendments. Go ahead, and you can be brief if you
like.
He's
only here for questions.
He's here for questions.
Oh, bless you.
We promised one paragraph.
Representative Mel, you have some questions. Representative Edmondson.
I just want to know if it's the witness's position that we should recommend the bill by which the Senate approved it 28-0.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Edmondson, we would hope that that would be
that's
good.
That's your position. That's the testimony.
That's basically it.
Yeah, Senator Hamby was off the floor.
Senator Hamby and Senator Roberts was excused.
Everybody would have known.
I don't know.
Just kidding.
Representative Maddox, what amendment do you propose to the bill?
Oh, I think it's a wonderful bill. I've already read what they sent in, so why don't we just do it?
Just do
why
it.
Why don't we just do
Senate
it?
Senate Bill A. Engross 199. No amendments from the audience? Yeah. Gee, that's too bad. Go ahead and open up a work session on Senate Bill 1199.
Move it.
Representative Evanson moves that we move Senate Bill 1199. Without amendment, Representative Bell? You in agreement with that? Well, it's nice to have you on board today. We have enough, we have everyone in consent here, so the clerk will please call the roll on the motion to move the bill to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
Representatives Bryan?
Aye.
Clark? Edmondson?
Yes.
Johnson, Mannix,
yes.
Miller, Bell,
aye.
Chair Baum.
Votes yes. Senate Bill 1199 is forwarded to the full committee to do pass recommendation. Representative Brian, you're carrying 147, aren't you?
Yes.
Sure. I made that on the record before.
I already got it.
You got it. Okay, who would like to have the opportunity to? Representative Edmondson, you like this limited liability stuff? Why don't we go ahead and give it to you?
Why did I?
That's good, Representative Evans. We appreciate your cooperation on this. Close the work session. Senate Bill 1199.
If Senator Hamby objects, though, I would.
I would be really concerned about that. Now, the next bill, or one of the bills, we have any other easy slam dunks? We have Senate Bill 404 we could do, but I don't know how easy that's going to be.
Well, 101 might not go too badly.
What are we handicapping these bills now?
We kind of are handicapping them because they're coming from the Senate, so they're already handicapped. We're just trying to figure out.
Oh, I thought they were disabled.
One witness.
we have everyone in the room on 404 that's finally willing to go on that one. Who's here on 101? Judge Carson, you here on 404?
He's on 427.
Oh, 427. Well, we've been keeping you with
that
this.
That one's not going to go easy.
Has he had to sit here this whole time?
You've been hiding in the back of the room, haven't
just
you?
Like Judge? Old times, isn't it?
You've been catching up on your note writing and things, writing an opinion back there for us? Okay.
What's the pleasure of the chair?
Well, I don't want to keep the justice from doing his duties. As before we ban their honorarium, we want to make sure that they have an opportunity to bring them up here so we can make good use of his time. What bill was that again? Senate Bill 427?
Yes.
This isn't going to take very long, is it, Judge?
It might.
Okay, why don't you come on up and join us? This is just supposed to be a work session.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
famous last words.
We have our amendment ready.
Oh, we're going to take care of that business corporation section, right, Representative Emerson?
Yes, sir. Yes, Your Honor.
Oh, thank you. Before we get into the deal, why don't we just take care of the... we're in work session, so Representative Evanson moves we take Section 9 out of page 3 of the bill. Any objection to that? Hearing none, it's so ordered. Now, Judge Justice Carson, Welcome.
Did you really just do that?
Yeah.
We took Section 9 out? You also need to...
Subsection 8 of Section 10.
Subsection 8 of Section 10.
Yes.
Okay, Subsection 8 of Section 10. Representative Clark moves that we take Subsection 8 of Section...
No, Mr. Chair, Representative Clark doesn't do it. Mr. Chair, Representative Clark would like to ask again what the amendment was that there was just no objection to. So he knows that he wanted to
object. That was the professional corporation undoing.
Thank you, since I moved.
I'm sorry?
It was Section 9 of the bill. Staff?
Mr. Chair, Representative Clark, Section 9 of the bill in connection with Section 10 effectively prohibit attorneys from incorporating under the Business Corporation Act.
All right, Mr. Chair,
I'm not in favor of the motion, but I will not object because I understand the discussion that's gone on and appreciate the Chair's willingness to consider the bill, notwithstanding his discomfort with that section.
Mr. Chair, Bob Olson, Oregon State Bar. We have agreed to that change to delay consideration of that provision of the bill. We do expect to have a chance to address that after the other PC issues are resolved this session.
Mr. Chairman.
Your representative, Mannix.
The Justice from the Supreme Court. I just elevated you for a moment. Justice Carson may want to address this, but the only issue that I was aware of that was a particular issue in this bill at this point was the duties of attorneys specification, the amendment, but was there something else that you want to talk about, Justice Carson?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Mannix, no. I was here only to, in case you had questions about some of the other provisions, to respond to it. My understanding is...
Are you comfortable with this proposed amendment that's, I hope, been just distributed to folks about duties of attorneys and modifying that language?
Right. Before we get that far, we just need to also take out line 23 on page 3 because it needs to go if Section 9 is gone.
Representative Bell had already noted that, Mr. Chairman.
And Representative Bell so moves. Thank you, Representative Bell. Any objection?
Aye.
Hearing none, so ordered. Thank you, Most Learned Counsel. Sorry, Representative Mannix, I was interrupting you.
Well, I can't talk now. I hate keeping Justice Carson waiting for, I don't know, 2.5 hours for us to say quickly, gee, let's amend this and take care of it if it's okay.
Well, we weren't going to do that. We're going to amend it first, then talk to him.
Oh.
Actually, Mr. Chairman, if I may, I'm only here, as I mentioned, to Representative Mannix, to in case there are questions about parts of the bill. Parts of the bill came out of a committee on which I serve in the bar. I have looked at the Representative Mannix's amendments. It meets a concern. It gets done what we wanted to do in our committee, and that is resolve the problems between the statute and the disciplinary rules. This clears that up, and I certainly have no objection. I'm not representing the court here. I'm representing myself today, but I have no objection. I think that's a good compromise.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman?
Do you have anybody have Representative Mannix?
I'll move what I'll call the Mannix Amendment, 9.460 reference.
You like, Representative Bell, you like that?
Yes,
Representative Clark, have you looked at this amendment? Why don't you check it out? You like it?
Lord, no.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Bryan. Discussion of the amendment.
Do you have this one?
Representative Clark, can you copy the bill?
I saw it.
And I'd like to say something before we get through amendment, because the high chair left me on some suit.
Oh. Okay. Go ahead, Representative Clark.
No.
Representative Bryan. Staff, why don't you go through your...
I can explain the amendment if that be appropriate.
Okay.
No? You're okay with that?
All right.
I'd like you to explain it. Let me ask this. Looking at my notes here, Section 5 was the troublesome part. And we talked, and the reason this was being asked to be deleted is because it was an incomplete list. So one option is to do these deletions, and the other one was to add the other 5 or 6 exceptions into this language. And that's the last time I've heard anything about
it. What was happening was there was concern among many people that we were taking out of the statute a requirement that the attorney maintain client confidentiality. And at the same time, there was a desire that we tie in with the Rules of Professional Responsibility Code. I'm trying to remember the term
of
art. And so the compromise here was, well, we'll recognize the concept in the statute, but then we'll make it clear that this is consistent with the Rules of Professional Conduct established under the statutory authority. So to be blunt about it, the folks in the legislature could feel good about saying we've protected this provision in the law. We've not stripped it out, but we've also made it so that it can be worked out in relationship to the professional conduct rules, and it seems to work out very smoothly that way. That was a long answer, right?
Yeah, no, I understand. Okay.
Thank you, Representative Mannix. Representative Bryan, did that answer your question? Feel comfortable with the amendment? Any objection to the amendment? Hearing none, it's so adopted.
Now, what were the other concerns that had to be just raised as questions?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, in the absence of the committee chair, he asked me to...
The high chair?
The high chair. He asked me to at least float a few ideas for the committee's consideration. First being an amendment to Sections 3 and 4, which would delete the language and fit to practice law where it appears in those sections.
Thank you.
Okay.
No further, Maddox?
No, I just wanted to hear that. Go ahead.
The High Chair's thinking was that without a definition of fit to practice law, it probably shouldn't be in the statute, and it doesn't make any practical difference from the current requirement of having good moral character.
Mr. Chairman?
Yeah, I need to announce that we are under a call of the House, and that we need to go.
What if we all shut up for 30 seconds, especially me, and let counsel just review this, and maybe we're ready to move the bill and just get out of here?
Maybe, but I don't know about, I haven't heard about these amendments, so I don't know whether I like them.
Well, there were ideas to be floated, as I understood it.
Ideas to be floated.
Why don't we float them before we flush them?
Now. I'll float quickly.
No.
We're float fast, because we need to get downstairs.
The High Chair suggests taking out subsection, what would be 3 of section 5, new subsection 3, that says never reject for any personal consideration the cause of the defenseless because it creates a mandatory pro bono requirement. He also suggested in section 6 that the committee simply raise the $25 cap on the money that could be assessed for the client security fund rather than leaving it to the bar to decide how much its members have to contribute.
That's a good idea, isn't it? You like that idea? You don't want to put a cap on to exceed the $25? You want to move the cap up? You want to give it to the Bar Association to regulate us?
Yes.
Oh, I don't care.
That's the extent of my floating.
You move those amendments, Representative Clark?
No, I'm prepared to vote on the bill.
Now that the floating has occurred, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, nice try.
We move this
Senate Bill 427 as amended to the committee with due pass recommendation. By Representative, hey, do you have any comments, Justice?
No, Mr. Chairman. Thank you very much for allowing us to appear.
We're sorry you waited around so long. It was so much fun.
You learned a lot about Commerce Clause, didn't you?
Clerk, please call the roll.
Let me see it again.
Representative Bryan.
Aye.
Clark.
Aye.
Edmondson.
Yes.
Johnson. Mannix.
Aye.
Miller. Bell.
Aye.
Chair Baum.
Votes yes. The question is, do we want to recess and come back on 404, or do we just want to recess and adjourn and be gone? Members of the committee.
Don't come back to 404 for my vote.
How about 101? What's the other bill we have?
681, the power of attorney.
Okay, we're going to be adjourned, right?
We tried.
Close works and we're going to be adjourned.